have a good time. Put a smile on your face, yeah. KBKM and Elation Radio. Even brighten your day and help you through the night. Bring you good music. KBKM and Elation Radio. And here's your host.
Good evening, social media. It is Tuesday. I know I haven't been on for a while. We're just trying to make some few changes. We have officially moved into one of our offices on site, and so we were just trying to get a lot of things done and situated. But I do want to let you all know that I am excited about being here. I'm excited. I think this thing is scheduled. So I hope it's on go live. So I'm going to try it again just to make sure. Go live, yes. You're on schedule to start at 5:10, but you're welcome to start early now. So I'm starting now, just in case it didn't pop up the first time. So it looks like this broadcast was deleted, so I'm not sure what's going on, but anyway, I'm going to move on forward anyway. Again, I want to thank you all, our viewers, for sticking with us. I have all kind of stuff that's popping up on this computer. McAfee, go somewhere. So anyway, I just want to pop on real quick to tell you how I'm elated about this issue that was voted and passed, and that was the boyfriend loophole. And I was going to mention it a couple of weeks ago, but someone I had received a call and kind of was kind of debating back and forth with this individual, but really just trying to share my standpoint. I wasn't trying to get off into the gun laws, the NRA, the laws, and all that other stuff that they were going, you know, talking about. My stance is, it has been and it always will be, advocating for those who fall through the cracks. So it is never for me to be a for or against. I'm not either or, and I'm not going to even talk about that. I am going to strictly talk about how it affects people who fall through the cracks. So that is what I wanted to come out here real quickly for you guys. You say I have a different background. I am in my office. I'm excited about it. So, but anyway, good evening. It is Tuesday here in the United States, a new day and a new time. We will be here on Tuesdays. I'm going to do two Tuesdays a month at 5 p.m. Central Standard Time. But we are located in St. Louis, but we are still globally across social media platforms and Blog Talk Radio. I am your host, Cynthia R. Bennett, and here on this podcast, we talk about issues. We talk about issues like we're going to talk about tonight. We talk about issues. We talk about dealing with abuse and neglect, and to raise awareness and to provide resources that's going to offer hope to educating, edifying, and encouraging in our community, locally and globally. Before we even get started, I want to thank you, our viewers and our listeners, and ask that if this podcast is helping and assisting you and your family and friends or associates, the Jodhisattva organization is asking that you take time out to go to our website and our social media pages to see the causes we raise for women and children. And we want you to make sure to be sure to hit and like and share. Hit the like and share button because you never know who down on the timeline needs this information. But for more information about resources or questions, we want you to visit our website at jodica.org. But before we get started, I want to read a couple of announcements that we have. I'm going to see if I can bring this in up here. Where is it? I don't know what's going on, but I'm going to move it up a little bit and get to add to the stream. Okay, so you guys, we still do our Sister Sis group sessions. They are on Wednesdays. We are on site. We are on site, and we have women that come and share, and we share. And it is this Wednesday coming up from 5 p.m. to 6 p.m. Central Standard Time. We ask that you call the office 314-269-0100 or the toll-free number or email us before noon, because we keep security measures in place. We want to make sure we have enough room, that we are still going by the CDC guidelines. And also, we make sure that if this is your first time coming into the facility, there are some safety measures that will be taking place that we're going to ask of you, and we will not disclose what they are online. But once you call, we will give you that information. But again, the Sister Sis support group session is tomorrow, Wednesday, on site at 5 p.m. to 6 p.m. So we want to make sure you call before noon tomorrow so we make sure that we can accommodate you. Okay? So I just wanted to share that. Our next one, you guys, I want you to keep this on your radar. October the 8th, 2022, annual walk run against abuse. And it is going to be in North County. This is an actual park that we took a picture of. We have the T-shirts. We have the registrations. We have everything ready to go July 1. And we are working feverishly behind the scenes. We have volunteers who are coming in that's helping and making calls and doing all these things to prepare for a community event, because we want the people who have gone through this horrific ordeal to know that we haven't forgotten you or your children or your family. And then those that were taken from us, we haven't forgotten you either. We're going to celebrate those who made it out. And then we're going to memorialize and remember those that have been taken, because we want families to know, hey, you know, we go through too. This is just not, this is them. This is a community-wide effort, and we just want to be there and to raise awareness and provide resources and have all these vendors that have been reaching out to us to come out, and everything is going to be free except for the registration to get your shirt and mask and your towels and stuff. But everything else out there, we just want you to come out and be a part of this community-wide effort. But I just wanted to share that with you. Be on the lookout. We're going to be putting it out there July 1. October 8, 2022, we're going to ask different people. We're going to go to churches. We're going to organizations. We've already gone to hospitals who are jumping on board, and they are going to be the key person, or they're going to be the point of contact to get the community-wide effort, and we're looking forward to you being a part of this. Okay, so we are back at what we're going to talk about briefly. I just want to share about the boyfriend loophole. You know, as I stated before, I had this conversation some while back, and I believe it was this year in 2022, talking about the boyfriend loophole and how things have just fell kind of through the cracks. And so what it is, the boyfriend loophole, is where according to certain laws, and I'm not saying state or federal, but all I know that before the votes have passed for this loophole, that the laws were conflicting with each other. When I say with each other, I mean state and federal, federal and state, or whatever. Whatever it is, you can go out and read the laws. I'm not even going there. I'm not going that route. But it was some conflict where they was not lining up with each other. And because they wasn't lined up with each other, stuff was falling through the crack, or the loophole, if you want to say that. And so the bipartisan gun, you know, the Senate, people in the Senate, or those who voted on it last Sunday, saying that, you know, this is the same thing I think I put on here, that closing the boyfriend loophole, because what it is, it allowed, before they voted to close this, it allows some of the some individuals who were convicted of domestic violence to have guns in their if their victims or their dating partner was their spouse. They were just, you know, dating or living together or whatever. And so that caused a loophole now. Until they closed this, certain things couldn't happen. And so people were falling through the cracks, you know, and, you know, getting hurt. And because these people, you know, people that were, because they wasn't married to you, you know, they had certain access to firearms, whether it be state, local state, federal, whatever. You know, I am not getting off into the federal and the gun laws and all of that stuff. I am not. I am an advocate, and I advocate for women and children who are dealing with domestic and sexual abuse. And now I'm talking about this for those who have succumbed to their injuries because of handguns or because of a firearm. So that is what I am advocating. Don't pop on my timeline telling me no laws and gun laws. I don't care about all of that. I am just advocating for those who have fallen through the cracks. And so in 2021, 37 people were killed in domestic. Closing this loophole is, you know, is it going to fix everything? No, but it's heading in the right direction. It's heading in the right direction. And so I am, for one, happy that they are choosing to work with all the whoever is involved to close this loophole. Because, again, I'm not getting off into gun laws, state, federal. I'm not getting all off into the technicality for it. You know, if you get, I don't care about all of that. I am talking strictly from the aspect or the perspective of an advocate advocating for women and children who have been injured or killed from their partners or family members at the hand of gun violence or at the hand of firearms. So I'm strictly talking about how the laws not lining up at the time were not lining up, how people were falling through the cracks, getting hurt because certain individuals were still able to get access to these things. So all the other stuff, you all want to talk gun laws and all that stuff, go talk to somebody else about it. It's going to fall on deaf ears for me because that is not where I am. My thing is for the ones, the ladies, the women, and the men, and the children who are being hurt. The laws were not lining up with each other, and they were falling through the cracks or things was happening. So we know that there has been multiple incidents last year and this year alone. And where because of the laws were, again, conflicting. Now, as I said again, the laws were conflicting with each other, whether state versus federal versus local, whatever. People have slipped through the cracks because of the loophole, because some people, individuals were still able to get access to these weapons, and they may have already been in a domestic violence situation before, maybe in a previous relationship, maybe it's another relationship, same relationship, and they're not married and all that stuff. So this encourages me to continue to reach out to our elected officials, as I tell you, to continue to reach out to your elected officials on issues that concern you in the community, whatever it is, not just gun law, mental health, domestic abuse, education, community events, community things for our kids, places for our kids to be able to play and be safe, for the elderly to have access to health care and homes, you know, whatever. We got a lot of issues in the community, okay? We got a lot of issues in the community. But this encourages me to know that if we continue to reach out to our elected officials, if we continue to push for change, and we continue to advocate for those who feel like they don't have a voice and who don't have the strength or who don't have the courage to act out, this let me know that, yes, if we continue to speak out and continue to advocate for change and continue to put our elected officials in the seat to let them know this is why we voted for you to do something, not just collect the paycheck, not just to get on TV and be a soundbite, but to show change and to do something. And so those involved, people who have been involved and stuff, so I'm excited about it. So what I'm saying, don't stop speaking up. Don't stop speaking out until you and I have been heard and changes are being made. So I just wanted to jump on here real quick, to share my opinion and my thoughts and how that I'm excited for this change in this right direction, because, you know, we have a lot of women and children who come to us, and, you know, that's one of the things they're concerned about, because, you know, when they're going through the situations they're going through that we deal with, firearm in the house, you know, have you been threatened? And the answer is 95% yes. It's firearms in the house. They've been threatened with it. The person has, you know, some kind of record or whatever. And so I'm glad this is a step in the right direction. So I just want to get on here for this brief podcast today. I will, you know, come back. I am coming back second Tuesday in July. I will be back again. We'll have the flyers put out there, and we're going to move forward to continue to do what we do and help and advocate and help our women and our children in the community. We're going to continue to do what we do. And everything we do is about the community. It's about raising awareness. You know, the message may someone you know need help. We ask you to call the National Domestic Violence Hotline at 1-800-799-7233 or the National Sexual Assault Hotline at 1-800-656-4673 in the United States. You can also reach us at goddessa.org at our website or our social media pages, or call us at 1-800-292-2145. Or if you are local, you can call us at 314-269-0100, and someone will answer you. We are here for you. You can also find resources and support services in more than 205 countries. And these are for our viewers who are outside of the United States, because we have received emails and instant messages from people in other countries who have watched us and shared, because guess what? Abuse is everywhere. It is not bound by a geographical location. And so we provide resources. We can give you information. We can help share with you. We can encourage you. We can educate you from all around the world globally. And so there are support services in more than 205 countries at the No More Global Directory. And you can find those resources if you go to nomoredirectory.org, nomoredirectory.org. Remember, Jeremiah 29:11 says, "For I know the thoughts that I think towards you, says the Lord. Thoughts of God wants to give us the end that we expect and that he expects us to have. He is thinking good thoughts of you. He is thinking lovely thoughts of you. And so are we. We are here to give you the end that you expect in life. And so I want you guys to remember this, that Jonathan is a community-based organization, and you are the community, local and global. Therefore, you are Jonathan. Remember, it's Jonathan, 24/7, 360, and I want you to be whole. Good night."